Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, this is the story of Gaurahari blesses the Rajput Brijbasi from Madhya Lila, chapter 18, text 78 until 90. Of course, this chapter, Madhya Lila chapter 18, describes the one and only visit of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Brajabhumi in the year 1510 or so, 1510 AD or 1511, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came here and he toured all the 12 forests of Vrindavan and he spent a great deal of time in Akuragat. After touring all the 12 forests, he stayed in Akuragat and he would go every day to Imlitala on the banks of Yamuna. Yamuna was flowing there. He would chant his mala, chant his Guru Mantra, and then, or Nam Sankirtan, and then he would collect some madhukari in Vrindavan from some Brahmins' houses. Then he would return to Akuragat, and then he would take his prasad, and sometimes his servant would cook some wild chuck from the jungle. So this describes that time and some of the people that he met during his visit to Vrindavan. He came on the Purnima, Kartik Purnima. This coming up, I suppose, on this next Purnima will be called Kartik Purnima, and on that day Mahaprabhu arrived in Brajabhumi and stayed 2 months. Ten tula tale vasi kare nam sankirtan madhyana kare asi kare akrore bhojan. Mahaprabhu used to sit beneath the old tamarind tree, Imli tree, and chant the holy name of the Lord. At noon, he would return to Akura Tirtha to take lunch. When we came in 1977, it was a very large, very, very large tree coming on, and Imli Tala went like this, then it went like this over to the neighbor's yard. It was very luxuriant, all full of green leaves and very healthy tree. And then over the years, that tree left this world. And one of the descendants of that tree has taken over the service of providing some memory there of that Leela of Lord Chaitanya. Now underneath that tree, a few years ago, they installed a murti of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting and chanting. So now we have to imagine, now we've left Jagannath Puri, we left Madhavendra Puri and Ramachandra Puri, Nishra Puri, and now we've come to Vrindavan, from Puri to Vrindavan. And we're at Akuragat, which is situated on the road between Vrindavan and Mathura. This is at the border. This is the city limits, of Vrindavan. Krishna and Balaram went to this extent, and they stopped there on the chariot with Akura, and Akura was taking them to Mathura, where the Dhanur Yajna and wrestling match of Kansa. And then they entered the water there, and then they did a little jadu on Akura, and they were on the chariot, but then they were in the water. He saw Anantashesh in the water, and then he saw Mahavishnu. And then he said, what is this? Anantashesh and Vishnu and the Yamuna. Then he went, is this Krishna and Balaram doing some jadu, some magic? Then he went back to the chariot, and they're sitting there smiling. Then he went back to the water and saw them. So what happened is that at this point, which is the border, the junction between Mathura and Vrindavan, Akuragat, Yamuna was flowing there. At this border, then Krishna and Balaram got off the chariot and went back to Nandagaon. And then who they sent to Mathura was Vasudeva Krishna and Sankarshan Balaram, their expansions, not the original Swayam Bhagavan. So this is Lord Chaitanya staying there to do his bhajan. And then he's coming every day to Imlitala. And now he went to take lunch. Akurera loka aise prabhara dekite loka bhide swachande narakirtan karite. All the people living near Akura Tirtha came to see Mahaprabhu. But due to the large crowds, the Lord cannot peacefully chant the holy name. Loka bhide swachande narakirtan karite. Swachande. He could not, there was too much disturbance. He couldn't do his kirtan. So obviously, even the Lord And all of his subsequent followers were always careful to make particular arrangements for their chanting. The environment must be suitable for our devotional practices. Adjustments must be made. So even the Lord is making an adjustment. He's going to a lonely place. He's leaving the crowded village of Akuragat. He's going to this forest, very lonely forest of Vrindavan. Even 500 years ago, very few people lived here. Actually, it's amazing to hear. There's some old villagers here. They're in their 90s. And from this area where this ashram is, all the way to Basanti ground, which is about 3 kilometers, it was a Kadamba Kandi. It's only 50 years ago. There was 3,000 acres of Kadamba trees here. And he said there was so much Kadamba trees, you go in the forest, you couldn't see the sunshine. So thick. It'd be like dark inside. Daytime, it'd be like dark. Very, very cool inside. Very, very, and deer and all kinds of animals. 50 years ago. And all it cut down, sold off, and burned up. So 500 years ago, it was really a jungle. Really a van. So Lord Chaitanya specifically, he left all that hustle and bustle, and he went to a lonely place to chant his japa. But this Akuragat, of course, is in Vrindavan, but Lord Chaitanya, he wanted to go there for his own purposes. Vrindavane yasi prabhu vasye kananta nam sankirtana kare madhyana prayanta. Mahaprabhu would go to Vrindavan and sit in a solitary place, ekanta vas, one place, solitary place, where he would chant the holy name until noon. Tritiya prahari loka payatara shan sabari upadesha kari nam sankirtan. In the afternoon, people were able to speak to him. The Lord told everyone of the importance of chanting the holy name. So you can see that the Lord, the upadesh, Mahabhu upadesh, or shikshamrita, varies according to the audience, kaladesha and patra, time, place, and personalities. So when he's in Gambira and Puri Lila, with Vishaka and Lalita, Suru Tamadar and Rai Ramananda, then the Harikatha is of a different order. There's Rasa Tattva, Prima Tattva, Nan Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Lila Tattva, Shiva Tattva, Guru Tattva, so many tattvas and so many discussions. So in the Gambira, it's deep. It's very deep subjects. Very Rahasya Katha, very secret, confidential topics of Madhura Ras, Madhuri Ras, Gopi Geet, and Jagannath Vallabha Natakam, and Rasa Panchadai, and Chandidas, and Vidyapadis, all their love poems and ecstatic discussions there. But now the general public is gathered, and Lord Chaitanya, he's telling everyone, Sab Upadesh Kari Nam Sankirtan. He's telling everyone, he's instructing everyone in Nam Sankirtan. Hina Kali Yaila Vaishnav Krishna Dasa Nam Rajputa Jati Grihasta Jamuna Parigram. Rajput Jati Grihasta Jamuna Parigram. During this time, a Vaishnav named Krishnadas came to see Mahaprabhu. He was a householder belonging to the Rajput Kshatriya caste. Even now we have our Rajputs. And his house was located on the other side of the Yamuna. So, Jamuna Par, the same as Hindi. Keshi Snan Karise Kaliyadaha Jaite Amli Talaya Gosanire Deki Achambite. After bathing at Keshi Tirtha, Krishnadas went toward Kaliyadaha and suddenly saw Mahaprabhu sitting at Imlitala. What a sight to see. We've often bathed at Keshigat, and we've often walked towards Imlitala, but we've never seen Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sitting under the Imli tree. Prabhura Rup Prema Deki Haila Chamatkar Prema Veshi Prabhure Karena Namaskar. When that Rajput Grihastha saw the Rup Prem Deki Chamatkar, when he saw the personal beauty and ecstatic love of Mahaprabhu, Krishnadas, the Rajput, was very much astonished. Out of ecstatic love, he offered his respectful obeisances unto the Lord, Prema Veshe Prabhu Rikarini Namaskar. So, two things can be thought of here. There's no commentary. Two things. First of all, he was described, this personality, this Rajput Grihastha, is described as Vaishnav. Vaishnav, and he has Nam. So he's a Vaishnav with Diksha, he has Nam. Krishnadas. That's not an ordinary Rajput name. Krishnadas. Sounds like some Bengali. His name is Krishnadas. He's a Vaishnava, and he's engaged in, he lives in the banks of Yamuna on the other side, maybe in Lakshmivan, Bailavan, or Matvan, or somewhere. And he's crossed the river Yamuna. He's come to Keshi Tirtha, one of the most sacred places to bathe. And he's bathed there, now he's walking along, and he has darshan of the Lord. So either he's already a very advanced devotee, at the level of bhav, or prema, and then he has darshan of the Lord, and by having darshan, sakshat darshan of the Lord, that becomes an udipan, becomes a stimulant to arise his sthayi bhav, and then he goes prema vesh, he becomes absorbed in his inner prema, and feels ecstatic symptoms moving through his heart and mind and body. Or he's a Vaishnava, not on the level of bhav or prema, and by seeing the Lord, by seeing the Prabhur Rup Prem Deki, by seeing the form of Prem, Prabhu, Mahaprabhu is the form of Prem, the Rup Prem Deki, Chamatkar, as it's described, Rup Prem, the personal beauty and ecstatic love. So the Prabhura Rupa Prem means that Mahaprabhu is the form of Prem, Rasaraj Mahabhav, Sarupini. He's a Sarupa Mahabhav Prem. And he's most beautiful, Saundarya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he used these two qualities to spread Krishna consciousness during his tour of South India. One was his Saundarya Rupam, and one was his Prem Nam Sankirtan. So people either saw the beautiful Prem-filled form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, or they heard the Prem Nam Sankirtan. They saw his beautiful form, and they became astounded and attracted by incomparable, unexcelled beauty that they had never witnessed before in their entire life. Who is this person? So tall, so beautiful, so effulgent, so grand, so divine, so otherworldly, so elegant, moving like a lion. It's so beautiful. It's compelling. And then they heard them chanting the holy name, or they heard someone that heard him chanting the holy name. In these ways, they all attained prema. So it's possible that Krishnadas, he saw the Lord, and by seeing the Lord, he entered in prema vesh, Prabhu Rakarina Namaskar. Then he offered obeisances. Prabhu kahi, ke tumi kahan, tomar gar. Krishnadas kahi, mui grihasta pamar. Mahaprabhu asked Krishnadas, who are you? Where is your home? Krishnadas replied, I am a pamar, grihasta pamar. I am a most fallen householder. I would like to be so fallen. Bathe in Keshi, live on the banks of the Yamuna, bathe in Keshi Ghat, and have Sakshat Darshan of Mahaprabhu. I wish I was so fallen. Rajput Jati Muni Opari Moraghar Morichahai Han Vaishnava Kingkar. The Rajput said, Krishna said, I belong to the Rajput caste, and my home is on the other side of the Yamuna. But I wish to be a servant of a Vaishnava, Vaishnav Kinkar. So his jati, he has a very high jati, he's a kshatriya, very high elevated position in society in Varnashram Dharma, Rajput. They're a very prestigious and regal and powerful and courageous group of kshatriyas, famous throughout the history of India. Especially in the last 500 years, everyone's heard of the Rajputs. Their fame is widespread. They're actually quite ferocious fighters. Muslims have lose sleep thinking about Rajputs. They're pretty merciless. When they get in, they attack. They're pretty merciless, Rajputs. and fearless, really fearless. But he's saying, Ami Vaishnav Kukur. He says, Kinkara. He has Kinkarbhav. He has a bhava. Shudra is Kinkarbhav. Shudra means servant. Legs. Shudra is the legs of the social body. Brahman is head. Kshatriyas are arms, protecting. Vaishyas are stomach, providing, maintaining. Shudras are foundation, supporting the legs. So that means Kinkarbhav, service. I am the servant. Oh, my master, Kim Karomi, how may I serve you? Oh, master. Oh, sahib. Sahib. Yekye. What do you want? Mo afka itcha, kya itcha. Or kuch. Or kya. Master sahib. Or kya. What else? So he's saying, I want to be this. This is my itcha. More itcha hai. Vaishnava kinkar. Hai nanda tanasha kinkaram. Kintu aji yeka muni, swapna dekenu, se swapna pariteka toma asipainu. He goes on. Today I have had a dream, and according to that dream I have come here and found you. What? Now this Krishnadas is really very fortunate Grihastha Pamar. He introduces himself as a Grihastha Pamar, a very fallen Grihastha. First of all, he's dreaming of God, and his dream is a premonition, or whatever they say, foretelling, an omen. Yes, you should cross the river tomorrow morning, go to Keshigat, and walk towards Imlitala. You will meet God. Wake up. Oh, what a dream. What a dream is this? And then you cross the river, and then you take bath, and you walk. Oh. What am I seeing? That dream was not a dream. It was a message direct from the Lord. I found you. Se swapna pariteka. Toma asi painu. I have gotten you. Prabhu tanre kripa koila alingana kari. Prema matta haila se nache bhale hari. Mahaprabhu bestowed upon Krishnadas his causeless mercy by embracing him, alingana. Krishnadas became mad with ecstatic love, prema mata, prema mad, and began to dance and chant the holy name, Hari, 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 Bale Hari, Nache Bale Hari, Nache, Nache Bale Hari. So these are the ways which one can attain bhav. Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu is mentioning Alokadan, Sparshadan, Hardadan. So by the Alokadan, Aloka means to see, the glance of mercy, Darshan. If a benevolent, liberated soul simply glances at an eager and qualified person, that person can attain bhav just by a glance. And Sparshadan means the contribution of touch, the alingan, the embrace, or the hand on the head, then so much transformation can happen. One can become, attain bhava. And the other is harda, hardadan, suharda, heartfelt blessings, where the great devotee blesses someone, even from afar. They can bless in the immediate proximity. A great devotee of Premi Bhakta can bless someone to become a great devotee. Or even they can be far, far removed, and they can bless their dependents or their devotees. So there's no limit to the extent to which these blessings can be delivered. Prabhu Sange Madhyane Akura Tirte Aila Prabhu Avashishta Patra Prasada Paila Prabhura Avishishta Patra Prasada Paila. Krishnadas returned to Akrura Ghat with the Lord. Oh, I guess he became Mahaprabhu's Kinkar. He said, Hana Vaishnav Kinkar. I guess he forgot about his wife on the other side of the Yamuna. His wife said, where are you going? I'm crossing the Yamuna to take a bath. obviously he didn't tell his wife about his secret swapna, his secret dream. This is what we call a dream come true. A dream come true. He dreamed of the Lord. He went across the Yamuna. He met the Lord. He was embraced by the Lord. And he ran away with the Lord. Gaur Hari Bol. This is perfection. This is something that happens with everyone in Krishna consciousness to some extent. So the so when Lord Chaitanya left Imlitala, went back to Akuragat, then the Rajput Krishnas went with him. And then he got Havashishta Patra Prasad Pila. Lord Chaitanya is really laying on the mercy. First he glanced at him, Rupa Prema Deki, and then he embraced him, and then he kissed him. Adara Amrita, Adara Fenila, Krishna Fela. Krishna Fela means the saliva of Krishna. Krishna Adara Amrita. Name for Jagannath is Raktadhara. He has red lips, Raktadhara. Big smiling red lips. So, from chewing so much tumble, and then spitting it right around his mouth, his black face became a big red smile. So this Mahaprabhu has bestowed the ultimate mercy upon a devotee, and this is described in Madhurya Kadambini, that the devotee at the level of prema, even in bhava, he will experience the touch of the Lord, he'll hear the Lord's flute or voice, and he may feel these. It depends on what sthayi bhava he has. If he's in dasya bhava, he'll feel the touch of the Lord's hand on his head. If he's in sakya bhava, he will feel the Lord's embrace. The Lord is embracing me chest to chest. And if he's in madhurya bhava, he'll feel the Lord is kissing me. No, if he's in vatsalya bhava, he'll feel the Lord is kissing my cheeks. If he's in madhurya bhava, he'll feel the Lord is kissing my lips. This is described in Madhurya Kandambini. The experiences of one at prema. This is prema avesh with the Lord. This is a mystic experience of the bhava bhaktas and prema bhaktas. So Krishnadas is going fast up the scale. First darshan, aloka kripa, aloka dan, and then sparsha dan, now avashishta dan. Prati prabhu sange aila jala patralan, prabhu sange rahigriya stri putra chadiya. The next morning, Krishnadas went with Mahaprabhu to Vrindavan and carried his water pot. Krishnadas, you guessed it, thus left his wife, home and children in order to remain with Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ki jai. It happens every time. If someone gets touched by the Lord, that's it. Material life khatam ho gaya. Man tan dan. So long. Everything gone. So that's what they call a happy ending. For Krishna Das. We don't have to see the next chapter to see what happened on the other side of the Yamuna with his wife and kids. We don't hear that part. So then there's another story tomorrow. So Krishnadas Rajput Ki Jai. So this is what's this story? The story is called Gaurahari Blesses the Rajput Brijvasi. So this is a very, very happy story. We could have figured out what. It was love at first sight. That's what it says. Prabhu Rupa Prema Deki Haila Chamatkar. Same thing. Some guy sees some beautiful girl. Wow, she's astonishing Chamatkar. He sees her Rupa. And, wow, Prema Deki. He sees her form and he becomes astonished and he falls in love, right? It's like they say love is blind and then marriage is an eye-opener. Some Delhi Grihastha told me that. He said, love is blind, but marriage is an eye-opener. I said, no, you have it incorrect. Love is blind, but marriage makes you deaf and dumb. You're already blind. Love makes you blind, and marriage makes you deaf and dumb. I was also married, so I know what I'm talking about. Surprising, even though I was deaf and dumb, and I'm still be able to speak. By Prabhupada's mercy, Mukam karoti vachalam pangam langa te gurum yat kripada vaham vande shri gurum didataranam paramanandam maram. I was deaf and dumb and blind because of that marital experience. But by Guru Kripa, even a mukha kavitakari, a fool can speak beautiful poetry, and a blind man can see the stars in the sky, and a lame man can cross over mountains. Guru Kripa Hikevalam. It's all by the mercy of Guru.